At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That's right, it is Ike, Spike, and Fritz on this beautiful, non-rainy yet Friday here at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. No Spike today, but have no fear. Don't change that radio dial. Ike Reese is still along with us. What's happening, Ike?
Brother Spike?
Nope.
No.
Is that a bit?
Yes, that's
okay.
A bit.
Okay. Do it one more time.
Yes, Brother Spike. Come on, man. Yes. Jackie Baseball, doing great, brother. Listen. So-so day yesterday. When we came on yesterday, it was feeling pretty good after a nice 5-4 win.
Sure.
Game one. I don't know what the hell happened last night. Nevertheless, it happened. It's okay. We just had some breaking news, man.
We did.
Concerning the number one team in the city. I can't wait to get into that. Holla at your boy.
Yeah, so big news hit. I mean, do we got to hit the breaking news sounder? The Eagles have traded Bryce Huff to the San Francisco. Working to trade him. I assume that it's probably going to get done. I don't think there's going to be much pushback from either side. Send him to the 49ers. Obviously, gets reunited with Robert Saleh, who unleashed
him with the Jets.
The monster Bryce Huff. Howie Roseman's arguably biggest whiff came in the year where he had arguably his best offseason and won a Super Bowl. So Bryce Huff, forever a world champion. We'll see if we'll see if he comes back for the 10-year reunion. Who is more of a world champion, James Bradbury or Bryce Huff?
James Bradbury.
Because he's here and good at 22?
Yeah.
At
least Bradbury was here for the other Super Bowl.
That's right.
Well, at least we got something out of James Bradbury. We got an all-pro year out of James Bradbury.
Hold on, man. Bryce Huff was a monster in garbage time against the Commanders. Everyone knows that.
Oh, man.
Everyone knows that. So, I mean, I know we're joking around, but yes. What's your reaction to the Bryce Huff trade?
Good move. I mean, listen, I'm shocked they found someone that'd be willing to give you anything for Bryce Huff. But if there was going to be anybody that could see the value in a Bryce Huff or potentially get what was saw in him out of him again, it would have to be someone who knows him very well. And so I'm not surprised when you say Robert Saleh, the new defensive coordinator of the 49ers, old head coach of the Jets, who I'm assuming he – because Huff was not a draft pick. He was undrafted, right?
Yeah, but Saleh was
But it was under Saleh,
yes.
Right? Yeah. So, yes, he knows him. And what often happens when a guy who you don't expect a lot of almost exceeds that potential, meaning when he came out as an undrafted free agent, Robert Saleh probably has a connection to Bryce Huff. Right?
Yeah.
I discovered you, developed you. You know, I know what you have in you. So, yeah, they need help out there. So, I don't know what the compensation is exactly going to be, but I'll tell you this. This is addition by subtraction. It was time to move on. from Bryce Huff.
And it seemed like it was
I thought he was going to be here for the year.
Well, it was interesting because he was not at the first 2 days of OTAs. Right. The newspaper reporter said that they don't expect him to be part of their plans in 2025. That kind of felt like maybe heading towards a cut. So Schefter said it was a day three pick for Bryce Huff.
Getting
anything for him and the cap relief. I don't want to break down the cap.
Nah, we're not cap
guys. Don't know how to do that. We're strictly footballmen.
Yeah.
But Elliot at 3 o'clock, I'm sure he'll be able to help. He's all giddy about the cap situation. Yeah.
He should be. He seems heartbroken that Bryce Huff isn't here anymore.
I know. Bryce Huff, Devin White. What is that Vic Fangio? Does he even know what he's doing?
Hey, I tell you, for a guy who won Insider of the Year, he missed on some key things.
If we want to recount his last year, horrible on the draft last year,
yep.
Wanted a guard, was anti-Vic Fangio, stood with Devin White and Bryce Huff. Are you kidding me? Listen, we'll bring the resume up at 3 o'clock. Who could forget Robert Saleh when the Eagles signed Bryce Huff, said he was the Mariano Rivera of edge rushers because all he did was close.
Oh, God.
That's a tough one. That's a big take.
That's a tough one. I tell you, if we hadn't won the Super Bowl, I'd be angrier about this whole thing with Bryce Huff. But I'm not. I'm relieved.
I'm glad he's gone.
Yeah, I'm relieved. I really am. Because, you know, to have that on your roster, and they clearly felt like it was time to move on.
That's what Howie's great at. Like when he makes a mistake, he gets his way out of it. I mean, he'll pay whatever to try to get rid of what he deems a bad deal, whatever. So real quick before we move on, the DN rotation now. I mean, it's what Ojulari, Jalix Hunter putting a lot of pressure on a year two breakout of Jalix Hunt.
Yeah.
Nolan Smith, obviously, you have to hope the last 8 games and the postseason is real. Josh Uche. He's going to be out there. I mean, he's going to be a part of the team now. I mean, they have some interesting ends, but I wouldn't say they have a plethora of ends.
All right, man, we talked about their biggest weakness on the team. Yeah, it's on the defensive side of the ball because it's probably the biggest question marks. And I said secondary yesterday, but if I could have easily said defensive line, or if anyone had said, no, I think the defensive line is going to be more of an issue. I can understand that argument. There's a lot of unproven talent there. Listen, there's some good young players there that's showing us. We know how great Jalen Carter is. But if he doesn't have effective pieces around him, it's going to be harder for him to be the player that he ultimately is because all the attention gets drawn to Jalen Carter. So he's going to need guys on the outside and people that are lined up next to him to be good players so that we can get the full potential of Jalen Carter. And now these guys on the edge, not that Bryce Huff was doing that anyway.
Sure.
So there's no loss from that standpoint. But to your point, there's the depth concern there, and it puts more on these guys for what they're going to be counted on to do. And that's going to be an area we watch all training camp.
Yeah.
We're going to watch that all training camp. And I wonder how the Eagles are going to eventually – they'll let you know how they feel about it based on what they do in training camp. The Eagles aren't opposed to making moves in training camp if they see an area of weakness. We've seen countless players, Jordan Matthews, Verron Darby, right? We saw James Bradbury get signed here. We saw CJ GJ get signed here during training camp. Who am I thinking of last year we traded for? We traded for Jahan Dotson.
Oh, yeah.
Last year in training camp. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So, like they'll make moves in training camp if they feel like someone hasn't developed the way they expect them to.
Do you think it's a little early to say this could be a vote of confidence in what they're believing in Jalix Hunt?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, I mean, we hope they're right.
They hope they're right. Yeah. Well, listen, they've been right for the last 3 years, seems like. So might have been wrong about Bryce Huff, but either way,
And the thing about Jalix Hunt, who we got to see flashes of last year, he's not from Georgia or Alabama.
Houston Christian.
So it's not like – I say that to say this isn't one of those obvious picks they made early in the draft. This is how you go find a diamond in the rough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They took him as a third-round draft pick. So they think highly enough of him. They drafted him out of a small school, right? and to make him a DN, and now they're entrusting that he may win that, or at least giving him a shot to win that job.
We are live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Graduation parties are always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your graduation party online at chickiesandpete's.com. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in on the Jalix Hunt or on the Bryce Huff situation. But there is a baseball team in town, yeah. And there is a baseball player in specific that is also in town, and that is Rhys Hoskins. And there's been a lot of buzz started on this show. Just want to make that clear to everyone involved.
Is that okay, Andrew?
It is okay, Andrew.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, he had to go to the bathroom and put a different shirt on. He's in his work outfit. Yeah. I didn't know he worked.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. He walked past. He's like, is that okay, Andrew? Yes.
Yeah. All the crowd now is going over to his table saying, is that really you? Are you really okay, Andrew? So, Ike, I just want to put my foot down.
Oh, God.
And I want to let everyone know that I want the Phillies to trade for Rhys Hoskins. I want Rhys Hoskins back in the Phillies uniform. I want Max Kepler to give up the number 17 and give it back to its rightful owner in Rhys Hoskins. And I don't think this is just a sentimentality thing. You know, Rhys, obviously, I still think of as a Philly. He's a Philly through and through. He was our first hope position player-wise when he came up through the system. He was great. Well, the overall stats in 22 weren't great, but he had great moments in the playoff run. And the biggest reason why I want the Phillies at the trade deadline to go after Rhys Hoskins is that Bryce Harper has said that he will go back to the outfield if they were able to bring in a difference-making first baseman. And the addition of Rhys Hoskins makes the Phillies a better team. And I know people are going to bring up, but what about the defense? But what about the defense?
Yeah.
Listen,
what about it?
Is he going to cost them a run here or there? Maybe. But I think that on the overall, what he could bring to this offense just matters more than what he might, again, might give up defensively. And I'll put this out there. I talked to some people out in Milwaukee. He's not as bad defensively as he was when he left here.
How much does he play first base?
I mean, I think he's their everyday first baseman.
Oh, he's the everyday first baseman.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And if you want to go by outs above average, which I'm sure you're a huge fan of, the defensive metrics, he grades out higher defensively than Bryce this year. Again, I don't want to blow smoke.
Not buying that.
I don't think he's a better defensive first baseman than Bryce. I don't really care about the defense all that much. I know what Rhys Hoskins is defensively. I think adding him to this lineup at the trade deadline, giving them a patient right-handed bat that can hit the ball out of the ballpark, they need that. His stash line right now, 282, 384 on base percentage, 459 slug, 7 home runs. It's not even a ton of home runs for Rhys Hoskins. It's middle of the road. Mm-hmm. But that average is higher, and that OBP and the patience that a right-handed bat would give you. I want the Phillies to trade deadline to go get Rhys Hoskins. Bring Rhys home.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'd be opposed to it just for the sake of being opposed to it. I wouldn't be. But I do have my concerns with it and my questions with it. First of all, I really am not comfortable moving Bryce Harper off first base. And he just got hit in the elbow. So I don't know if I want Bryce Harper off first base. And he's not going to be a DH.
No.
Right? So now you're talking about putting him out there in the outfield.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if I really want to do that. And how much does he actually help us in the lineup?
I don't think this lineup right now, I think they're fine. You know, you feel good about the top. But then once you get past the five spot, it's more question marks. I mean, Real Muto's a question mark. Kepler's a question mark. Marsh is a question mark. Rojas, even Bohm, who I know is slapping his way back up to a 265-ish type of average.
Tough spot last night, though. He needed to come through there.
He did. He did. I didn't have much faith in him. I'm going to be honest with you.
I admit it.
And I had a nice little cold shiver down my spine seeing him batting third again, third or fourth. I was like, I liked him.
I'm nervous. Yeah, I need him back down in the five and the six spot.
Top of the lineup, though, of Stott, Turner, Harper, Schwarber, Hoskins.
Yeah.
A patient bat in the middle of the lineup. Give me it. Here's where
I don't want us. This can't be a sentimental thing. Right, trying to relive the bat spike and yeah, it just can't be about that.
It's not about that. I mean, it's a little bit about
exactly,
it.
Exactly, yeah.
But Ike.
And just, I'm a Reese guy too, but we can't get caught up in trying to recapture those moments.
All right, so I'm glad you brought that up. Yes. I got two thoughts on it.
Yes. One, when does it ever work out when a guy comes back?
So you didn't like when the Eagles brought back
Nick
Hugh Douglas?
Nick Foles is the only one that worked out.
What about when the Eagles brought back Hugh and Trot?
That didn't work out. Well, Trot did work out. Hugh, I love you, but we know. He used you as an example for a reason, just so I could respond to
you want
it.
See what he would say. Trotter, though.
It worked out for Trotter. Not the third time they brought him back.
Listen, he was hosting on the station at that point. I mean, that's on the Eagles, frankly, more than it's on Trot. I don't want to hear that this is a Flyers move. It's not
exactly,
it's not a Flyers move. They need a patient bat in the middle of the lineup.
How did it work out when AI came back?
He was cooked. Rhys Hoskins is hitting .282. He's hitting .282 with a .459 slug.
Yeah,
.384 OBP.
No, what you call them, the slashes?
Slash line.
Yeah, slash line. They look impressive, man.
Yeah.
It does.
And imagine, I just want you to envision, they trade for him. That first night game, you got 45,000 down at Citizens Bank Park, and you hear Slide by Calvin Harris come up. Maybe they show the bat spike on the big screen. And just the grown men weeping as Rhys Hoskins struts to the plate again. Let Max Kepler be the Jeff Jenkins for this team, for all I care.
You were a Kepler guy.
Yeah, well, the Kep heads are currently in the corner because there's an opportunity to get Rhys back. And he just makes the Phillies that much better. Listen, he was a volatile player here. He was hot button. There was ups and downs with Rhys. Yeah. He would go cold. I mean, who could forget
the good times?
The over 34 stretch in the middle of 2022
Holy
season.
Cow, that was tough.
But
that led to the bad spike.
Well, so did the error in Atlanta. That also led to the bad spike. A lot of pent up frustration.
Yeah.
It'd be the opportunity to add a great, great Philly back and the opportunity to, I think, give the locker room a nice little spark. I don't know if they totally need a spark, but, you know, there was an article by Tim Kelly, and he asked, what makes a good clubhouse guy? Just a general question about it. And, you know, not saying names specifically, like weren't asked who was a good clubhouse leader while you're here. Right. Both Bryce Harper and Brandon Marsh both said Rhys Hoskins. Like, it's still still top of mind for these guys.
And he was a vet when they came in, and he's like the longest tenured guy when they came in.
Longest tenured Philly, all that good stuff. 215-592.
I like Rhys. I just want to make sure he still can play.
Well,
the numbers say so.
He can still hit.
Yeah.
And again,
we definitely can't play first base.
Talk to some people out of Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah. Who'd you talk to? Bob Uecker?
Well, he's May. Rest in peace. May rest in peace. I did not talk to Bob Uecker.
I took a shot before I said that. I didn't know. It was a 50-50 chance. He could be there or not.
This offseason?
Yeah.
Just lost
him. Well, okay. Well, at least it's recently, yes. At least he's not been gone for 5 years.
No, he's not. 215-592-9494. Do you want the Phillies?
My respects to the Uecker family.
That's right. Thank you. Way to clean that up.
Yeah.
Way to clean that up.
Classy.
Just a bit outside.
Yeah.
Just a bit outside. All right. So to get in on if you want the Phillies to trade for Rhys Hoskins. So I have an impromptu next question for you today.
Awesome.
I know you love when I throw you on the spot.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Yep.
But with Bryce Huff no longer being a Philadelphia Eagle, I wouldn't say he was your least favorite Philadelphia athlete of all time. But you can make the case for someone. He could be their least favorite Philadelphia athlete of all time.
Ooh, is that where you're going?
On a summer Friday when there's a lot of positive vibes. The weather's pretty good out there.
Right.
We like to bring negativity.
That's what we do.
Who is your least favorite Philadelphia athlete of all time?
Wow. Yeah, for me, my least favorite.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think. I got to talk my way through it.
There's a lot.
You know, there's a couple Sixers I have in there in mind. But then there's a couple... I don't really have any. Well, I got one Philly.
Yeah, we all know the one Philly.
Yeah, he probably. Can you imagine? That's probably. I think that's the only one that I don't like.
I could make a case for a couple others. For
yeah.
You.
Okay. You probably didn't remind me.
Yeah.
But Eagles wise, there's a few in there. Not many. You know where I'm going. My least favorite. It's got to be Sam Bradford, man.
Yeah. Didn't know where his eyes were looking.
Yeah. You know what, man? There's something about having a franchise quarterback that you can at least believe in.
Right.
You may be wrong in believing in him, but you believe in him.
Yep.
He's done enough, or at some point, to convince you he's the guy. Chip Kelly's the only guy who believed in Sam Bradford. No one else ever believed in Sam Bradford.
And he's the reason they changed that rule, right, for the – number one overall pick, getting like $650 million guaranteed.
The rookies, yeah. He was the last one, yeah. They got the big, yeah.
They said, nah, that's it.
Yeah. I don't know if he was the reason, but that it stopped with him, though. Well, I know that.
Because wasn't Jamarcus Russell the year before? Too?
For him, yeah. Russell may have been the reason.
He might have been the real reason.
Yeah, at least Sam was just – he was just bad, though. He's bad. He was injured. He didn't look like – it's like having a guy be your lead actor in a movie that you just don't buy in. Yeah, I'm buying you as a lead actor. Yeah. I never really bought him.
The only Eagles quarterback that Ike was like,
not even worth supporting him.
He's not?
Yeah, I can't even convince myself. I mean, the outfit, the sleeves. That's why I came up with the name Sleeves. The uniform, it was terrible. He might have been the worst-looking quarterback I ever seen in my life. And, Gardner Minshew was a bad-looking quarterback. When
he was just little.
Yeah, but I'm saying – I can name some quarterbacks I just didn't like in a uniform. Like, Sam Bradford is the worst-looking quarterback I've ever seen in a uniform.
And to win
– besides Jarrett Lorenz, rest in peace.
Another guy. We're just taking them all down.
Yeah, but at least I know he's down.
We do. So, in order to win, next question today, I don't want it to be an obvious one.
Yeah, you know,
we get it. Like, Ben Simmons. We get it. I want the obscure,
I could have gone with Ben. You know what? I wasn't even thinking of him.
For a Sixer?
Yeah.
And there's another Sixer you were a longtime hater of.
Yeah. Well, don't take a ball.
I know. But I like the obscure answers. Like, mine will forever be David Bell. I hated David Bell. He was miserable while he was here.
Yeah.
He hit for the cycle, even though he should have gone back and reviewed it, because he really hit a home run in the third at bat against the Expos and should have never hit for the cycle. He was...
Would he give him a double?
I think he had a double, or maybe it was a triple because it hit off the top of the wall. I don't know. But he was, as a kid, he was the first athlete I couldn't stand. Couldn't stand
David Bell.
215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones and check in with Glenn leaving. Well, I guess he's not leaving Bucky's in South Carolina anymore, but whatever. Glenn, what's going on, man?
Hey, man. You know, you're given the Reese's statistics, but you're failing to tell everybody is he only has one home run less than Harper. He only has four RBIs less than Harper. He's got a better average than Harper right now. I definitely think I love Reese. I mean, I hated to see him go. All my gear, my Phillies gear is all Reese gear. I would love to have him back so I don't have to get all new Phillies gear. But I really think he is needed back in that clubhouse.
So you want Reese back?
Yes. 100%.
Oh, I thought you were starting with all the. Yeah, he's got one. He hasn't had the super power stuff, but. He also has increased his average, and I don't think he's striking out as much. So it's like a, you know, it's a give and take. It's a give and take.
I mean, if you're calling Bryce Harper a superstar, well, then you got to call him a superstar because he's right there in line with Bryce's statistics.
Well, let's not.
But that's where numbers doesn't tell the whole story. Reese doesn't have the impact on the lineup that Bryce Harper has.
Last year he played push come to shove a couple times. He did. I mean. But the big home run,
listen, we know that. Listen, I got
you. See this?
I know. Reese Austin's not a better player. Guess what? They can be part of the same lineup.
Reese is better than Bryce Harper.
No, listen, it's already backfiring early. It's already backfiring early.
No, I didn't say he was better than.
I know.
He's saying just
he's having a good year. He's having a good year. Who's your least favorite Philly athlete of all time?
All right. Well, I was going to say Embiid, but who was the shortstop for the Phillies that everybody turned to hate and then hating? Started with an S years ago.
Are you talking about like recently or in the 90s?
No, like just early 2000s,
90s. Wasn't that
before J-Roll?
It was before J-Roll. Was it Desi Relaford? I think he was here.
I have no idea.
He drove everyone nuts. Steve Jeltz. Oh, it was probably Steve Jeltz.
Steve Jeltz.
That was always Mark's favorite player.
Yes.
He had a Steve Jeltz jersey.
Yeah, he's proud of that.
Or in every playoff game. It's like, I don't think that's the point. 215-592-9494 to get in. It is Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Spike, not here, but don't worry. Ike and I are here.
We're here.
Buzz is also here. We'll let him talk eventually. And, of course, we are live from Jiggies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games are always better with crab fries online at jiggiesandpete's.com, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Do you want the Phillies to trade for Reese Hoskins at the trade deadline? We'll get your calls on that. Plus, Bryce Harper weighed in on the Kyle Schwarber contract situation. What did MV3 have to say about that? And I took the time to put together a sappy Reese montage to get everyone back in the spirit of adding Reese Hoskins back in a Phillies uniform. All that's coming up next here on Ike, Spike, and Fritz on Sports Radio 94 WYP. Oh, I can see it now.
Oh, man. Well, we got some Friday grooving music. What is this?
Well, it's Reese Hoskins' walkout song, because that's what it is.
Oh, is that what this is?
Come on, man. Come on, man.
I do remember this.
Play this for the first time. CBP goes wild. Phils aren't losing the World Series if they trade for Reese Hoskins. That's my official position. The Reese Hoskins pop. We are live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Graduation parties are always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your graduation party online at chickiesandpete's.com. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. I got two for you here. Should the Phillies trade for Reese Hoskins at the trade deadline? Ike, what is the voting on that?
Much as we love Reese, I think most people are not in favor of doing this. I don't know if people are just so opposed to doing it. I just don't know if people certainly want to do it. So I'll go slightly no. Let's go 58%.
53% say no.
Okay.
Zad, we take it. It's close to a 50-50.
Almost, yeah.
Some people got to open their eyes and see what would make the Phillies better. And adding that kind of bat. Now, the power's not hasn't been there the way that it's been in years past. But he might be a better hitter now.
Got no concerns about moving Bryce Harper off first base
to make the so I understand that defensively the Phillies would be worse with Hoskins at first base. Outfield, you know, would be about the same.
Great, yeah.
But I just think that what Reese brings to the offense outweighs what he could possibly give away defensively. And if it's only for the rest of this year, now he does have a mutual option at the end of the year where I guess if they wanted to pick it up, but even that's just another year. It's just 2.5 months of Reese, which Bryce has said he would move off of first base to do that. I think long term, I'm fine with Bryce at first base. But to make the Phillies better and help them win a World Series, I think Reese being a part of that would be huge. Now, yeah. And then my other Twitter question, who is more of a world champion, James Bradberry or Bryce Huff?
Well, I'm going to go with James Bradberry.
93% of voters say James Bradberry.
Yeah, there you go.
Man.
There you go.
He didn't even play.
He didn't even play last year.
That's insane.
That just lets you know what we think about Bryce Huff right now.
Sounds like people were out on Bryce Huff.
Well, except for you.
Yeah, listen.
That's a tough one, big dog.
Yeah. Well, he sticks to his guys.
I know about that. Sometimes you got to move on.
Yeah, but I feel like it's not that Hugh hasn't been doing this for a while. He obviously has been, but like here every day, sometimes you got to know the right horses.
Yeah, you got to have the right horse that you're hitching your wagon to.
He's a Rojas guy. He's got 5 hits in May. Johan Rojas. Nick Castellanos had 5 hits yesterday, by the way, if you want to count that. Bryce Huff.
Second game, yeah.
Bryce Huff. It's all right.
How many sacks did Bryce Huff have last year?
It feels like zero. I mean,
I don't remember any.
I don't remember any.
I think he got a half a sack.
I think he did. You're right. At the end of the season,
yeah, you got a half a sack.
Bad sign. He was out there in the Giants and Cowboys games. I mean, again, it shows how great Howie was last offseason.
Yeah,
that no one cares. That a $51 million edge rusher.
No, because they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I agree.
And he wasn't even active in the Super Bowl.
He wasn't.
No,
he didn't play.
No.
He didn't get in the junk time. I thought he was in there with the junk.
I don't think he dressed. I know he's in there for the junk time in the Commanders game because he's.
Is that what I'm thinking of?
He was flashing signs.
Right. Yes. They were like, "Hold up!
Don't show us too much." The Niners put that tape on and said, "All right, you're our guy. You're our guy." So I put this together this morning. I spent a pretty disgusting amount of time on this, Ike. You know, because I only put in work for Phillies related things.
Yeah, we know.
So, here it is. A beautiful, beautiful, well-put-together montage of Reese Hoskins' best moments as a Philly set to Linger by Royal Otis.
As you were rounding the bases, coming off, crossing the plate, looked like you and Bryce had a moment there. What did Bryce say to you?
What did I say?
We ain't losing.
I did say that.
He said we ain't losing. He's been saying it all week. He's been saying it first day in St. Louis. That's just a belief, I think, that he has in us, right? Like, that's a belief that we have in each other. You want to do it again?
Let's do it again.
Clevinger ready. 3-2. Swung on. Belted. Left field deep. And Profar is back. He's out of room. Hoskins answers with a two-run home run off Clevinger here in the bottom of the first. Phillies cut the lead in half. It's 4-2.
Anaya kicks the pitch. Swung on. Hit deep. Left center field. Has he done it again? He done it again? He did it! Reese Hoskins with a two-run game-tying homer here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And it's 6-6. Fourth homer of the postseason for Reese. And his second of the night.
Now batting for Milwaukee. Number 12, designated hitter, Reese Hoskins.
And the pitch.
Swung on! Did it! Crushed! And the Phillies are going to lead it! 4-0! A three-run home run for Reese Hoskins! His first postseason home run! And he's sprinting around third base! What a moment here at Citizens Bank Park!
Go Phils, man.
That got everyone right back into the feels of getting Reese Hoskins back in a Phillies uniform. So We'll see what the reaction is to Reese tonight. I do not think there will be an ovation again. Like, that'd be a nice one when he first steps up.
Yeah.
If he hits a home run, I don't.
Oh, yeah. 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 How long do we keep doing that?
I would hope. Listen.
You do an Eagles chant if they do it?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
No. I'm not making a dumb bet again. I'm not making a dumb bet.
Yeah. Last year was enough.
Yes.
I mean, it's okay to.
I think first time up.
Give him a nice round of applause when he first gets called up. Yes. We always do that. But
all class.
Yeah. But we don't need to do the whole cheer when Reese does something well.
No. Didn't make an All-Star game as a Philly, but whatever. We still need him back. But Buzz, before we go back to the phones here, what's your little opinion here on bringing Reese Hoskins back?
No, I'm in favor of it. He bolsters this lineup. I think the offense certainly outweighs the defensive downside you would get at first base. This team could use a little bit more depth. I'm with you. Get Max Kepler out of this lineup in October. We already got duds like whoever's playing center field and Real Muto taking postseason at-bats as of right now. I'd be in favor of it. I think he's having one of the better years of his career right now. He'd have one of the higher OPSs on the team. Push the button. I'm all for it.
Yep.
And what do you got to give up to get him?
That's the question. I mean, so he's on what could be the last year of a deal. The Brewers fall out of it. Now, unfortunately, they've won five straight, I believe, or four straight. So they're back a game over 500. You know, I don't think he's not going to cost one of your untouchables. Maybe you can package a bullpen arm with him. They have a pretty good bullpen out there in Milwaukee. So, you know, the guy's in your 5 to 10 range of your prospect mm-hmm. list. Not one of the untouchables.
Okay. So, all right, let me ask this.
Uh-oh.
Is this a sort of WIP created desire, or do you think the Phillies have legitimate sort of interest or would have legitimate interest?
I think they would have interest. I don't – it's definitely more us throwing
us
it out there.
Throwing it out there,
but
yeah.
I also don't think it doesn't make sense.
It makes sense
either.
Yeah.
And the whole Harper moving off first base to add an impact type bat.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's another impact type first baseman out there, you know, not to get too in the weeds, but there's this Ryan O'Hearn guy for the Orioles, but he's another lefty mm-hmm. that's having a good year.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just the right-handed version. And of course, you know, Reese is a name that we all know. So
sure.
We'll see.
Okay,
let's go back to the phones.
Yep.
Corey's in Columbus. What's happening, Corey?
My boys, what's up with you?
What's up, Corey?
What's up, C?
Hey, man. Hey, man, listen, I'm still upset with the Phillies. You know, I'm still upset we ain't get our lick back. You know, I'm still upset about that. But we gotta bring Rhys Hoskins back. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't been to the World Series since he left. You know what I'm saying? Rhys Hoskins kind of got some, you know, Nick Foles vibe to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't really a great player, but I feel like what he does for the locker room, just the way he talks, like, you know, he kind of got that, like, go Phillies, like that. Like, I just feel like bringing that back into the clubhouse, you know, would be great for the team. I don't care about the position. You know what I'm saying? Like, we'll figure that out. Just bring people in. Who we got to give up? Mick Abel? Who we giving up?
Yeah, might have to be Abel. Might have to start with Abel.
Yeah, we give him. Like, he had that good game. You know, we had that good game a couple weeks ago. You know, they
we'll send that tape to them multiple times to get Rhys Hoskins here.
Exactly to get him here, you know. And I'm cool with bringing him here. And, you know, getting back on the run, because we're about to bring another title to Title Town. You know what I'm saying? That's what we are with Rhys Hoskins and the crew.
Yeah.
You
well, know? I need it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. We're going so Corey, you're going with winning the title. Yeah. Rhys Hoskins comes back.
Well, Nick Foles, yeah.
Hey, Philadelphia is Title Town, you know, so we got to bring, because we don't call Title Town that Green Bay Filet Clown Town up there. We that's not their name. When last time we seen them in a title? You know what I'm saying? So Title Town is Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So there's that. Also, Howie Roseman, you know, he's still doing his thing.
Just does it again. You know what I mean? Howie season.
I don't get how he does it. You know, but I will say, what's the topic of the day? Most hated athlete.
Yeah, who's your least favorite Philadelphia athlete? Yeah.
I'm not saying this guy is my most hated. So I got to put that out there.
Yeah, at least favorite.
Disclaim out there. But listen, after his playing career, the way this dude is, Shady McCoy, this dude's starting to get on my nerves.
Oh, why? Oh, why is he getting on your nerves? Telling the truth?
He's talking a little bit too much. Shady's talking a little bit too much, Shady. You do a little bit too much dry snitching on TV. You know what I'm saying? You got to sometimes, you know, in our community, we don't like that. You be putting people's names on stuff and all that. Got to chill with that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, he can't be your least favorite Eagle, right?
No. He's not my least favorite. I'm just saying the way he acts. My least favorite of all time is DeMarco Murray.
Okay, there we go.
I like that one.
The way Shady acting right now.
I know. All the Jalen heads are all furious with Shady. I know. No, it's not about that at all. It's not about that. I think Shady's my favorite Eagle currently, actually.
He was rooting for the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, and then he come out with the flag.
Well, hold on. He won a Super Bowl with the Chiefs. You know, he's probably torn.
Oh, I forgot he won a Super Bowl with the Chiefs.
Pick a side.
I forgot he won the Super Bowl with the Chiefs.
I know. So did he. So did Andy Reid.
I'm picking the Atlanta Falcons.
Nah. I don't do that. Yeah. Well, listen, Hugh loves the Falcons more than I do.
Exactly. And you ain't even
play
for them.
No. I appreciate the call. I need Hugh's Jags takes. I need him to start.
Yeah, so you don't have any Jags takes.
Start ripping Trevor Lawrence or something.
You don't even care to even talk about the Jags.
Nope.
Yeah. He's more invested in the Falcons, man.
And Georgia football.
Georgia football, yeah.
And the Brit? No, we're not. He's not. No, we bullied him out of that.
Oh, no.
I don't know. We're watching him. But that's why he wasn't strong on if the Phillies need to retaliate.
Yeah, right.
Because his boys might get hurt.
Got to get hit.
Someone's got to get hit. Speaking of Bryce. Oh, hold on. I was going to talk about Bryce Harper, but just to fact check us here, yeah. Mike. 2.5 sacks last year for Bryce Hoff.
There you go.
That feels high. Going to be completely honest with you.
I definitely don't remember them.
Do not remember 2.5 sacks.
They definitely must have came a half a sack at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no way I remember him getting a complete sack on his own.
Like a solo sack?
Yeah, I don't remember that.
What a player. I mean, what a from the second you saw him, too.
2.5. We complained about that signing from day one.
You know what's sad?
And some people try to convince us, oh, he 10.5 sacks for the Jets. I'm like, man, are you kidding me? He did this on just third down. He didn't play on first and second down.
That's one of the ones where I wonder with Vic Fangio, if that was a Fangio signing.
That was not a Fangio signing.
He made that clear
yes.
pretty early, it seems like, yes. with Bryce off of playing time.
Got a solo sack against the Giants. Does that even count?
It shouldn't count.
Oh, he did get a solo sack against the Giants.
And was he an
active? I don't even remember that.
And he was inactive for the Super Bowl, right, Buzz? I'm not wrong on that.
No, I believe you're correct on that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. All right, so speaking of the other Bryce, the other BH in town, bro, we'll get to that in 1 second. He talked yesterday about Kyle Schwarber's contract extension. We'll get to that after Ike Reese.
Hey, I want to tell you about my friend Jim from Mark's Jewelers. Now, you've heard me talk about Jim and the team at Mark's for years. Now, did you know Jim is a diamond nerd? You know what a diamond nerd is, Jack? Never mind. His mic is off.
Someone's really passionate about
diamonds. There you go. Yep. Be quiet. Jim hunts. He hunts the world for diamonds that he's proud to sell. Diamonds that will set him apart. Now, that's because before you ever visit Mark's Jewelers stores in Montgomeryville, PA, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey, Jim has purchased your diamond and put it in his inventory. Mark's Jewelers, for diamonds that will make you proud. Start your journey at marks-jewelers.com.
All right, so Bryce Harper was on with Scott Lauber of the Philadelphia Inquirer and gave his take on the Kyle Schwarber contract situation.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see him playing anywhere else. Obviously, I don't make those decisions. As a team leader and a captain and everything else, like he brings so much value to our team, not even on the field, but off the field as well. I mean, you guys know that. We have such a good clubhouse, and he's one of our main guys of why we do. We bounce stuff off each other all the time, and I have so much respect for Kyle and what he's done in this game. And, you know, like you said, he's became just such an impact bat, not just for our team, but in all of baseball. You know, like people know him as just a really good impact bat. Like he can hit a lefty, he can hit a righty for power, everything else. So it's been fun to watch. It's been fun to be able to talk to him about things. You know, I'm still trying to talk to him about how to pull a baseball into the seats. You know, so he just brings so much value, not just to, you know, like I said, on the baseball field, but off the field as well, for all of us. And he's learned from a lot of really good guys, from John Lester to Lackey to Dempster to all these other guys like Arrieta. He just learned such a good way of kind of bringing a team together. He's done does such a great job of that. He really hogs that DH spot, though. I can tell you that he's great, man. It's been so much fun to watch. You know, being able to hit 300 homers in the big leagues is really, really cool. What a moment he had in Colorado. You know, putting it in almost into that third deck for his 300th. So, just really cool for him. Happy for him, man. And I know he's gonna hit many more. So,
well, there's Bryce.
Yep,
certainly makes me because the Schwarber thing. Of course, naturally, I'm a little nervous about. I want him to remain a Philly. I don't like that he's currently probably going to hit the market, and they're going to have to compete with other teams to get it done. But usually, when Bryce Harper speaks and he makes things known,
yep,
usually gets done.
Yep.
We all remember the JT thing from a couple years ago. I do find it interesting. There hasn't been really a comment from Bryce about JT. You know, JT is also up at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And it's been... Now, maybe, obviously, people have to ask him about JT. I'm sure he'd...
Yeah, he'd wax poetically about JT.
But he said he can't envision him not being in a Phillies uniform. Listen, I think this is one of the things that... I know people get annoyed by Bryce the GM, but at the same time, do you want to have good players here or do you not want to have good players here? And he's consistently stuck his neck out to try to get, you know, ownership to get the job done here.
Yeah, and... I mean, unless he was vocal about signing Taijuan Walker, I don't know. I mean, anybody else that they've signed that we'd be like, what are they doing?
Yeah, JT was the first big one. He called JT his favorite player in the league.
Yep.
He said Trey was the most underrated player in the league.
Yep.
So I don't
Schwarber, Cassidy, all these guys.
But I think they wanted to play. I don't know if he had a prior relationship with those guys.
Okay. I mean, I'm just saying, like, I unless he pushed for Taijuan Walker, it's not like
he's, yeah, I don't think he pushed for Taijuan.
Yeah,
Walker.
It's not like he's asked for players who haven't necessarily helped the ball club. So I'm saying that to say I'm with you. You know, some guys meddle with the front office and want their guys here, and you don't have a winning ball club on the field. I think it would be a bigger issue if that were a case with Bryce Harper. I think Bryce Harper not ever allowing front office to get relaxed as if he's okay with it. See, I liken it to, like, when Shaq left, right, and Kobe had those few years where he was scoring and dominated, then he got frustrated because he wasn't winning. and he had to threaten to want to be traded.
Yep.
In order for the organization to go do something, or else they were going to waste his prime years with guys like Smush Parker and Chris Mims and Kwame Brown and all these guys, and they didn't mind selling out the building because he was box office.
Sure.
But he had to threaten, hey, man, I'm not going to waste my time being a 7th seed or an 8th seed every year. Go get me some players or get me out of here. So Bryce hasn't had to do that. He's committed to us long term. But if you want Bryce to be unhappy, then start skimping on talent or clutching your purse strings and not paying for players. This dude is a Hall of Fame player that he wants every year to be somewhat of a, I got a chance to win the World Series every year.
Mm-hmm.
Until he actually gets it done.
Yep.
And so he puts that type of pressure on the front office, whether he does it publicly or he does it behind the scenes. I'm good with that. The one misstep, the whole publicly going with the whole extension, that's probably the only misstep he had.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. Other than that, I've been good with everything Bryce has done.
And I think he also has really warmed up and gotten used to the idea of having Kyle Schwarber hitting behind him.
Yes.
And having that kind of power threat behind him is going to continue to make his job easier.
You know who else has gotten used to that? Us. As fans.
Having Kyle Schwarber hitting.
It's good to see it. It's good to see. For a while, you know, he was doing what he was doing at the leadoff spot, so you wondered, oh, man, you can't take him out of that spot.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But we also didn't have the type of power threat in the lineup other than Kyle Schwarber.
Yep.
So we're getting the fruits from that labor, from that decision making to do that, and I'm glad Kyle Schwarber is comfortable there as well.
And when their whole mantra's been passed the baton, it makes I think it calms Bryce's nerves about that with having a guy behind him that he feels like can actually mm-hmm. do their job. So yeah. we're still looking for an update on Bryce. The lineup is not out. Hopefully he's in the lineup.
It's taking another day?
I don't think he's going to play this weekend.
The whole weekend?
I don't think he's going to play this weekend. So we'll see. But
I ran into wedges, man, with like 350-pound guys together, arm in arm, man.
Do you ever take 95 off the wrist?
No, I just told you what I did.
No, I know. Well, you have to swing a bat. You just were basically a human sacrifice. that's the difference.
The whole weekend?
The whole weekend. Man. We'll see. I think he's
tough,
out for the
tough
week.
Tough watching baseball without Bryce, man.
Hey, dude, last night sucked.
It is. It just does, man.
We had JT batting fifth. I was ready to stab my eyes out with a spoon. Just dreadful. All right. On the other side, the Bryce Huff emergency phone call with Elliott Shore Parks. So what does it mean cap-wise? Obviously, you'll want to know all of that stuff. Could it mean this could open up the signing of someone else? We'll get to all of it coming up next with Elliott Shore Parks. In addition to your phone calls, do you want Rhys Hoskins back in a Phillies uniform at the trade deadline? And our next question today, who is your least favorite Philadelphia athlete in honor of one Bryce Huff? All of that's coming up next on Ike, Spike, and Fritz on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.